Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Oscar Peterson, Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, and more on Jazz for the Asking.
It's very nice to have you with us for another edition of the program. Today, we put the spotlight on Miles Davis. So What? From the classic Miles Davis Columbia recording, Kind of Blue, that also features Cannonball Adderley, Paul Chambers, James Cobb, John Coltrane, Bill Evans, and Wilton Kelly. Today, as we continue our series featuring some of the best musicians and vocalists from the 20th century, we feature the music of Miles Davis. One thing that is interesting, I mean, every trumpet player and musician has their own style. But when it comes to the trumpet and Miles Davis, it's unmistakably Miles Davis. I have been in situations in the past where there could be music playing, and Miles Davis comes on the hi-fi, and maybe there's no announcement of who it is, and everybody goes, ah, that's Miles. Yes, Miles had a very, very distinctive style, and is one of the giants of jazz. We're going to feature another track now from that classic album, Kind of Blue. And this was somewhat of a hit for Miles, Freddie Freeloader.
Thank you.
Freddie Freeloader from the classic Miles Davis recording, Kind of Blue. During his career, Miles Davis collaborated with a number of other musicians. But some of the most classic sessions of all were the ones that he did with Gil Evans. Now, Gil Evans was an outright fantastic musician himself, but he brought something to Miles Davis that was very, maybe stepping away from the more quartet and quintets that Davis had been playing with, and that's adding a full orchestra. Let's listen now to two of the most famous of these sessions. The two compositions are by Gershwin, My Ship and My Man Is Gone, Miles Davis and Gil Evans.
Thank you.
Miles Davis with Gil Evans and his orchestra with My Ship and My Man Is Gone. At the time, people were saying that was quite experimental to do, but when you listen to it now, not really. Just a good sense. Some of the most famous Miles Davis sessions were one that he made with his quintet between 1965 and 1968. This was a very productive time for Miles at Columbia Records. One album that has become a classic from that period is called Nefertiti. Here's the title track.
Thank you.
Freedom Jazz Dance, and before that, Nefertiti from the Miles Davis Columbia LP of the same name. It was a composition, by the way, by Wayne Shorter. You're listening to Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. If you wish to contact us and suggest an artist that you'd like to hear the music of during our 1 hour, let us know. Our email address is jazz at pcjmedia.com. Once again, jazz at pcjmedia.com. You can listen to this program again, as well as past editions, by visiting our website at www.pcjmedia.com/JFTA. We're now going to go to another collaboration with Miles Davis, this time featuring Herbie Hancock on piano. This is a composition that Miles Davis specially composed for this session. It's called Circle. Thank you. Circle, composed by Miles Davis, performed by the Miles Davis Quintet, featuring Herbie Hancock on piano. And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Jazz for the Asking. Once again, if you wish to contact us, our email address is jazz@pcjmedia.com. You can also listen to this program again, as well as past editions, by visiting our website, www.pcjmedia.com/JFTA. Next week, well, our regular fare. That's right, the regular, normal edition of Jazz for the Asking. And then in 2 weeks' time, we continue our special series featuring some of the most important vocalists and musicians from the 20th century. And the artist that we will listen to will be Nina Simone. Until we meet again in 7 days' time, I'm Keith Powell wishing you well, saying so long, take care, and bye for now.